Thank you, Mahew. Reggie, every time you play or sing something, we're just so grateful. Two old friends met each other in the street one day. One looked sad, full of gloom, depressed, and on the verge of tears. His friend asked, "What has the world done to you, my old friend?" Well, the sad fellow said, "Let me tell you. 3 weeks ago, my uncle died and left me $40,000. "That's a lot of money," said his friend. "But you see, 2 weeks ago, a cousin I never even knew died and left me $85,000 free and clear." "Wow, sounds to me that you've been very blessed," said his friend. "You don't understand," said the man. "Last week, my great aunt passed away. I inherited almost $250,000 from her." Well, the man's friend was really confused and asked, "Then why do you look so sad and depressed, glum and ungrateful?" Well, the man answered, "This week I got nothing." This little story is but an illustration of human ungratefulness. Someone that is not thankful that which they received. But even this story does not address true thanksgiving and true gratitude. Because the truth of thanksgiving has to do with that which is eternally ours from and within our glorious source. That is not of this material world of flesh. About the material world and Thanksgiving Day, there's still much debate about when the first Thanksgiving Day observation takes place. So we'll have a little history here. And the act of giving Thanksgiving on Easter that day go all the way back to the Puritans and the Pilgrims, and even before them. Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving on the final Thursday in November in celebration of the bounties that had continued to fall upon the Union and for the military successes in war. Hallelujah. And then on October 31, 1939, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a presidential proclamation changing the holiday to the next to the last Thursday in November for business reasons. And finally, on December 26, 1941, he signed a joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day from the last Thursday in November to the fourth Thursday. So, out here in the secular world of the flesh, untold millions of individuals, families, friends, loved ones across the country come together to give thanks for their harvest, for the bounty that is theirs. And all too often, it is about the material bounty. As a matter of fact, what we Americans call the holiday season generally begins with Thanksgiving Day, whereby we celebrate with loved ones, watch parades such as the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York, and I didn't know about this one, the ABC Dunkin' Donuts Thanksgiving Day Parade in Philadelphia, and so forth and so on. But after Thanksgiving Day, what then? What do we give thanks for after Thanksgiving Day? Well, hallelujah. For many, the real thing takes place the day after Thanksgiving. Yes, it is called Black Friday, where untold deals on purchases of this or that are offered because it's the start of the Christmas season, the shopping season, a day where untold sanity rules and crazed shoppers actually trample over one another to get the best deals. Now, what does any of this have to do with a deep sense of gratitude and thanksgiving, my friends? What does it have to do with humility? Thanks for our spiritual being. What does it have to do with taking time to be still and to realize our truth and all that we are and live in perpetual gratitude? Well, no doubt there are untold numbers of individuals that do understand what Thanksgiving is really all about. And they know intuitively that it's not just about celebrating one day out of the year. Giving thanks for our worldly bounty or accumulated wealth and possessions, but rather, it is much, much more. It is about the spiritual perfection that we are and all that is of us and has been. But along with those that realize, there remain those that don't have a clue, don't have a sense of understanding as to that which they truly are, and for that to which constant praise and gratitude should be given throughout their every waking day. In Psalms 100 we read, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands." And it doesn't say on Thanksgiving Day. That's every day. And this scripture of praise and gratitude has nothing to do with the American holiday called Thanksgiving. But rather, it is about the underlying principle of our very source and the ever-flowing attitude of gratitude that is to be felt and practiced with every breath of God we take. For certain, once the veil of ego and personality drops, once the individual comes to realize who he or she is in truth, what they are, and from whence they came, well, then the real Thanksgiving takes place. Then the real gratitude takes place. Then the heartful praise to their Father which art in heaven takes place, and they know that they are of themselves nothing. That we live because He lives us. And this wonderful truth can be realized, appreciated, and celebrated any day of the year, not only on the fourth Thursday of November. You see, my friends, for those that do not know God aright, that know not true gratitude, after the food and cursory gatherings are over and families go home, they return once again with a lack of consciousness to their daily activities. And through their limited human past personalities, go back to their perceived mundane jobs during the week, complaining and working with individuals that displease them for whatever reason. Go back to worrying about their lack of money, the lack of love in their lives, and their ill health, and so on and so on. But they need not have such a negative disposition, my friends. And it is written, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." Throughout the year, every day. My friends, we have so much to be thankful for, to be grateful for. And I am not speaking of material gain or that which is in our checking and savings accounts. How blessed we have been to have come to find our truth. We hear today through our divine science teaching. What a blessing to have come to this church to finally realize who we are. What a blessing. God is omnipresent, one God in all, of all, and that we are of Him. How absolutely wonderful and freeing that through grace we have come to realize that we are one in God, that we are complete and eternal spiritual beings, that we are able to bring into our lives that which we think upon with feeling. We are creators. So we thank you, Father, for dominion. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom and the power to bring about and demonstrate through our God consciousness all the good and very good that is of you, our source, our creator, and the eternal I am of each of us here today, without exception. Yes, the turkey, the cranberry sauce, and the mashed potatoes and gravy are indeed tasty. And we are appreciative for this physical nourishment. But what an amazing sense of gratitude is brought about when one finally comes to realize that He is all that the Father is. It is then that faith, understanding, and thankfulness blot out any sense of lack or need on the temporary human plane of existence. And by the practicing of God's presence through prayer and meditation, and through the provision of loving service to others, we come to realize that which the true bounty of God is. And through enduring and heartfelt gratitude, we realize that it is never the effect to be grateful for, but rather the cause, the creative power, God our Father. I will praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify Him with thanksgiving. Psalms 69:30. Therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For after all these things the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. My friends, when it comes to true and eternal abundance, heavenly gifts, and the grace of God, there are no lean times in our lives. There is no lack or need in our lives. It is virtually impossible when we are in consciousness. There are no strings attached to the love, to the joy, to the abundance that comes to you from your true being within. And by the way, don't ever believe that there is some God out there somewhere far away in the sky that rewards the so-called good individuals more so than the so-called not good individuals. That favors some with plenty and others receive lack. There is no such God. And that, my friends, is something to be thankful for. God is pure principle and not some petty entity made in our image and likeness that holds grudges and denies any of His children anything. It is man that causes his own lack and brings about his very own daily experiences out here in the world of effect, whether they be good or not good, of lack or of abundance. Yes, as within, so without. And our dominion makes it so. And just as the eyes of Saul of Tarsus were opened to the glory and the beauty of truth, to unconditional love, to the Christ-like within, to plenty and abundance, so too can ours, when we are receptive in mind and in heart to that still small voice within, when we close the closet door to the world of flesh. So let us be thankful for our dominion, for realization, for the Father's unconditional love, and for the kingdom that is ours. Be thankful for our very own creative power. By the way, God can't help himself from loving us, because God is love. God doesn't love some more than others. God doesn't love at times, and other times express resistance. God is love. And when we get into the flow of love, we express love. It comes easily through us. And my friends, giving thanks is such an important state of our consciousness. And it is through humility, thankfulness, and ongoing prayer and meditation that we come to know and feel a deep inner gratitude, which keeps us in the conscious awareness of the oneness of the divine flow within each of us. The individual with God consciousness is always thankful. Let me say this again. The individual with God consciousness is always thankful, always appreciative, always loving, always serving others, and always giving. This is God expressing. But that individual does not live in God consciousness and demonstrates selfishness, that individual shall always lack. This is the law. For he that hath, to him shall be given. And he that hath not, from him shall be taken even that which he hath. Mark 4:25. My friends, recognize and give eternal gratitude that our lives are to be lived from within out. That our true life is an inner life, a life of unlimited and boundless possibilities in him. The spirit of us, the I am, is a divine fountain within, which is always flowing freely. Health and well-being flows out eternally from within. Peace, harmony, joy, love, abundance, wisdom, knowledge, life eternal, all are fruits of the Spirit, of our source. Ours because we are His eternal children. Wherever you are, whatever your need, God is within you and of you as your being, as your life. The whole universe stands behind you to a degree equal to the full extent of your needs. All the power of heaven and earth are working on your side, on the side of healing, and on the side of overcoming all so-called error that might seem real, but is not. And so we see that thanksgiving is not just an emotion of the moment, such as thanking someone for holding the door open, or giving up their seats on the bus, or something we feel when so-called good things might happen to us. Rather, a deep sense of thanksgiving and gratitude are of an invisible level of consciousness that opens the way to the divine flow and always attracts new and additional good things. So throughout your waking days, actively dwell on the amazing and wonderful goodness and creations that God hath made. Be thankful in all ways, even for the little things. The smile of a baby, the smile of a stranger, and look for ways to serve your fellows rather than the material things that are of no eternal value. Through the realization of and in your being, you shall see abundance everywhere, celebrating it through a conscious thought of thanksgiving for your omnipresent, omnipotent. omnipotent, an omniscient God that is everywhere at all times. For instance, my friends, we can be thankful, grateful for God's beauty as we go about our daily lives, as we look upon the amazing paintings and sculptures in an art museum, in the beauty of various butterflies and birds and all of their amazing colors and sizes and forms, in other of God's creatures, the beauty of the mountains, the forests, the shorelines, and the beaches. What beauty there is for us to behold and to be grateful for. And how about the beauty, the innocence we see in the eyes and on the faces of those little children who themselves look about in awe of God's creation all about them. Take time to witness the glory of a beautiful sunrise or sunset with the realization that you are one in all of the abundance, the beauty, the goodness, and the peace and love that is all about you and in you. As you be grateful, be thankful in all ways, at all times. If you are not thankful, if you lack gratitude, I can assure you that you shall experience a life full of lack, unhappiness, frustration. This too is the law. So go within and die to the world of error, of intellect, of ego, of personality, of want and need, pettiness. Yes, do this as the Christ of you soars and goes before you, replacing frowns with smiles, anger with joy, illness with health, lack with abundance, fear with courage, doubt with faith, mayhem with peace, and prejudice with love, with God's love. It was Plato that said, "A grateful heart is a great heart. It attracts to itself great things." Yes, a grateful heart attracts great things. So the spirit of thanksgiving is the consciousness of joy and celebration that opens the way for the flow of all the more good and great things. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Continue in prayer, watching the same with thanksgiving. And so it is. We are to give thanks always. Shall we make this lesson practical today and into the future? Will you join me now in our closing meditation and let this lesson into your consciousness? Please relax comfortably in your seats. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And know that God is of you, stirring within you right now. Feel the creative flow that fills all heaven and all earth, that source which is invisible and visible, that is the creator of all, and that which loves you always, your loving and eternal Father. Know that all abundance of the universe that is and ever shall be, all the joy and all love you shall feel, and all the beauty of God's nature, it is all here as an expression of the infinite creative process that is drawing through you now. Celebrate it and give joyous praise for it. Give thanks for it always. Know that this depth of beauty and richness, love, health, and peace are within you and of you, so that ye may give demonstration of it is kindness, love, service to your fellows, joy in abundance. May this be the most meaningful, most beautiful, most fulfilling Thanksgiving that you've ever known. One that has reminded you of your true self. A Christ, a son, a daughter of the Most High. Dear Father, thank you for your eternal and unconditional love. Thank you for the beauty and the bounty of life that is mine always. Thank you for all that I am in and of you, dear God. Amen.
Thank you.
That's got to work. I don't know about you, but I didn't hear that music as much as I felt it. Feeling the invisible through your wonderful music. Blessings. The Lord blesses thee and keeps thee. The Lord shines his love upon thee and is gracious unto thee. He lifts thy consciousness and gives thee peace. Amen.